Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I just want to thank you, and I want to lift you up and glorify you as being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised, Lord, and there is nobody else that is like you in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God, and we just want to bless you and lift you up on today, God, because you are worthy of it, Lord. There is nobody that is more worthier than you, Father God. So we're going to lift you up and exalt you bigger than that conversation that we had with our own selves and our mind, Lord. We're going to lift you up because you're bigger than that situation, Lord, that's going on our jobs, Lord. We're going to lift you up on today, God, because you're bigger than the mix in the veil. That's going on in our bodies, Lord. We're going to lift you up on today, God. Because we know you are bigger than that broken marriage, Lord. We're going to lift you up on today, God. Because we know you are bigger than that divided friendship, Lord. We know you are bigger than any and everything that's going on in the world, God. Any and everybody that's in your koshana. You are bigger than that thing, Father God. So we're going to lift you up on today, God. We're going to glorify you today, Lord. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. And there is nobody else that can compare. Nobody else that is equal. Nobody else that can stand before you. Nobody else, God, that is greater than you. You are He who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creation, God. You, God, are great. Oh, God, and we just want to bless you. And we want to tell you on today, because we may not have a radio kosana who recognized it because of what we're going through, because of what we see, because of what we hear. But right now, God, we're going to exalt you, and we're going to lift you up, and we're going to pour down any and everything that has been exalted above you on today. We're going to pour down any and everything that is trying to exalt you. Anything that was trying to exalt higher than you, God, we're pulling it down right now, God, because you are great. You are great, God. You are great, God. You are great, God. And there is nobody that is greater than you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are omnipotent and you are omnipresent. You are He was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the greatest of all great. You are the King of all kings. You are the Lords of all lords. You are the Neocosia. Oh God, you are sovereign. And we want to bless you. And we want to tell you just how much we love you. We want to tell you just how much we adore you. We want you to know right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we appreciate you. We appreciate you for being just who you are. We appreciate you for doing the things that you do. We appreciate you for even being mindful of us, Lord. Even when we are not mindful enough to know that it is you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, we're pulling down any and everything, God. And any and every spirit that's not like you, Lord. I'm asking you to remove it from this sanctuary. Any and every spirit that's trying to come to your mountain. I'm asking you to tear it down right now. Any and every spirit that's trying to attach itself to a diokosia. I'm asking you to need your koshatnir lakasia. To pull it down, God. And we're moving on today. Let no spirit dwell here but the spirit of the true and living God. Oh, mama, we're going to bless you and we're going to reverence you and we're going to lift you up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We dare not exalt nothing higher than you, God. We're pulling it down right now. We pulling it down right now. Any crown we ever won, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we lay at your feet. Any money you allowed us to have, we lay it at your feet. Any sickness that's in our body, we lay it at your feet. Any division in our families, Lord, we lay it at your feet. Any animosity in our marriages, we lay it at your feet. Any and everything, Father God, that causes us to be in a place that's challenged, Lord, and put us in a place of degradation and segregation, we're pulling it down at your feet. We're pulling all these things down at your feet on today, Father God, because we don't want to do anything that's not pleasing in your sight. So we're asking you right now, Lord, to remove any and everything out of our hearts and our minds, Lord, that is not like you, Lord. Remove any division out of our hearts, God. If we're dividing ourselves from you, Lord, remove any division out of our hearts, God. If we're dividing ourselves from one another, remove any division out of our hearts, Lord. If we're divided in our marriages, remove any division out of our hearts, Lord. If we're divided in our families, remove any division out of our hearts, God. If we're divided, Father God, from even our very own thoughts that is righteous towards one another, remove these things, Father God, that easily besets us, Lord. Remove those wicked and evil thoughts, Father God. Let us not trespass against one another. And let us forgive, God. Give us a heart of acceptance on today, Father God. Even if the act of the dirty or co-see was unacceptable. Oh, God, I'm asking you to cleanse and watch us on today, Father God. Wash us in your blood on today. Give us a heart of flesh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that any and everything that you say to stimulate, change and rearrange some things, Lord. I'm asking you to remove the hardness of the heart. I'm asking you to remove the stiffness of the neck. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And tear down any and every wall that we build up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that causes us, Lord, to be in a place of degradation or segregation. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lasciviousness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our heads at one another. Remove that gossiping spirit, leading to our own understanding, that spirit of accusations, Lord. I'm asking you to remove it on today, God. Remove that opinionistic spirit on today, God. Let us have a pleasantry with one another and kindness, Lord, and hope and love. Fill us with the fruits of your spirit, God. Continue to teach us to be at peace with one another and fill us with your beatitudes that we can be and have the right attitude. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Lord. Help us right now, Father God, and settle some things that's been going on in our lives and even in our minds for years, Lord, that has caused us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to go into a place of darkness, Lord, to go into a place of depression and sadness, Lord. I'm asking you to settle these matters on today, Father God. Go into the courtrooms, Father God, and dispatch your angels on our behalf, God, and release that thing, God. Go into the lawyer's office on today, Father God, and let her be up, and release that thing. Go into the homes, Adia Kashanidil Okosana. Oh, Baba Bahashana. Go into the man's. He Kanidil Okosana. Go into the hearts. He Kanidil Okosana. Go into the big idea, Okosanidil Akasia. And fulfill the thing that he Okosia. Fulfill the purpose. He Kanidil Okosana. Fulfill on today, God, that your will be done, God. Let your will be done, Father God, and give us a heart of acceptance, Lord, that we may be able to accept your will, Father God, and not kick up against the pricks, Lord, and not fight up against your will, God, and not fight up against your way, God, and not fight up against your destiny for each and every last one of us individually, Lord, but let us humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord. Let us humble ourselves amongst one another that we will be servants, God. Help us on today to serve one another out of love, God, and not out of attention, God, not out of vehicle obligation, Lord, but let us do any and everything that we do unto you, Father God, in the name of Shana. Give us a heart that Yoko Shana de la Casia. He called Nana Mani Akashana de Loko Sana and the Yoko Shana de la Casia. Give us wisdom on today, Father God, in Yoko Shana. Give us knowledge, Lord. He called Nana Mani de Loko Si and give us the understanding, God. do it, God. Oh, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't hold on to that old stuff that is causing us, Father God, to be stuck in the past, Lord, and that we can't get past the past. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be a vehicle, Sunday de la Casilla. Oh, my mind in the local, shunning and out in the local, son. Help us with our attitudes on today, Father God, and remove that ioko sia tekena, my mind in the local, shana. The spirit of rage and anger on today, God. The ioko shana. Remove these spirits, Father God, that causes us, Lord, to be sarcastic and nasty towards one another. Some of that mean spirit on today, God. Ikan in the local, shana. Oh, God, let it go, shana. Let us walk in your truth on today, Father God. Instill your truth inside of us, Lord. That we will be more honest about things, Lord. That we will be more honest about situations, Lord. That we will be more honest about conversations, Lord. That we will be more honest towards one another. Lord, help us not to cleave to the dust and sever that lying demon on today, God. Detach it from us, Lord, because you said in your word, Lord, that a liar would not tarry in your sight, Lord. Put your truth down in the inside of us, Lord, that we would allow your word to become life in our lives, that we will be Oh God, complete the work that you've begun in your people on today, God. Sever that spirit of slothfulness on today, God. Sever that spirit of Yoko Shane de la Casia. Oh, my mind in the local Shane de la Casia. Hiya, Baba, Shane de la Casia. Oh God, feel these that your people were hungry and thirst after your righteousness, God. That your people were hungry and thirst after your purification, Lord. That your people were hungry and thirst after your sanctification, God. That they would not, Father God, lose their salvation for such a small matter. Help us on tonight, Lord. Oh God, broaden our understanding on today, God. Stretch our love on today, Father God. Purify our hearts, Lord. And sanctify our minds, Jesus. Huh. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, Lord. Help us on today, Father God. Let us not point the finger and wag the head. Let us be more eager to hear your word, God, that we may be able to mature and be disciplined in a spiritual realm, God. Help us to be spiritually disciplined. Help us to be spiritually matured, Lord. Let us not lean to our own understanding, Father God, and become or be in a stupid state. Help us on today, Father God, not to be silly women. Help us on today, Father God, not to be arrogant men. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, align up with your will, that you have already predestined for each and every last one of us individually, Lord. Let us embrace our divine destiny in you and walk in humility, meekness, and lowliness. So, and even as you are Oh God, I'm asking you to be in our midst on tonight, Lord, because you said, Lord, when two or three are gathered, you are in the middle of it, Lord. So be in our midst on today. Drench us on today with your blood. Fulfill us with your spirit on today. Give us a fresh anointing and a new dip of your anointing. Oh God, help us on today, that we shake off all that old stuff, Lord. Help us to shake off all that stuff, Father God, that causes us to Oh God, I'm standing in the gap on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for everybody, God. Everybody that you ever crossed, you allowed to cross my path. Any and everybody that you allowed to cross my path, God, that made our friendship into an enemy, God. Any and everybody that you allowed to cross my path, God, that was offended by the truth that you allowed me to speak. Any and everybody that crossed my path, God, that think ill will and evil and wicked towards me, God. I'm asking you, Father God, as I stand in a gap for even the ones that love me with all their heart, even the ones that trust that I be Okoshana. Oh God, I'm standing in a gap for any and everybody, Father God. Oh, Baba Baha Shana. Oh, let it Okosia. I need it like I see. And I'm asking you to sever that spirit of fear, Father God, that people won't be afraid to approach one another, God, and apologize. They won't be afraid, Father God, all because of shame and embarrassment, Lord. I'm asking you to tear down those walls on today, Father God, that they have the Akashanere Okosia. I'm asking you that any culture can need it Okoshana. I'm asking you to do it, God. Enrich us, Lord. Enrich us on tonight, Lord. Go down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of your people. Encamp your angels down each and every last one of these pews that they can minister to your people as we go forward in Tuesday teacher. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to expound your glory in this place, Lord. Let your glory change. Unlink your people on today, Father God, that they won't be in these shackles, Lord. Loose the bands on today, Father God, and strip those things from them, Father God, that has caused them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open up their hearts on today, God, and they understanding that you may be able to enter in wholeness and not in partiality. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it on today, God. Do it for us all, Lord. Give us a heart of absolutions and forgiveness, regardless of what people do and how they treat us, regardless of how they act and be disrespectful, regardless of how they lie and cheat and even try to practice heresy towards us, Lord. I'm asking you to give us a heart of forgiveness and sincerity, Lord, and pureness, Father God, that we may be able to lift one another up. Help us on today, God, to simply be true and sever that opinionistic spirit. Breathe on us today, Lord. Give us a fresh breath, because you are the bread of life. You are the breath of life. You are the life. Jesus. Do what he calls Sunday, make it to call no no mahasana. Haya little loco shana. Pitiko nana nilaka shana nilaka siya. Liaka shana loco sana. Ho baba shade loco sana. Haya ba shana loco siya. Haya mane loco shana nilaka siya. Oh God, your will. Your will, Lord. Your will, God, not my will, not his will, her will, they will, but your will, God. He cutting it a local seat. Give your people that endurance that they need, Father God, that they may stand in it all. Continue to stand. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hold in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Oh, Baba, I see.
that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here.